Check it out.
Welcome to Top of the Class. Hear from education experts and get insights from high achievers to learn how you can do the same.
Get into those top schools.
Ready?
Proudly presented by Crimson Education, the world's leader in university admission support.
Hi, Risha. Welcome to the Top of the Class podcast. It's awesome to have you on the show. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Risha Chaurasia, and I'm a 13-year-old teen author and blogger from India. I've written two books called Truths and Tales of Twinkling Tweens, and I also run a blog on Instagram called Straight From My Pen.
Yeah, which is awesome. So you recently published Truths, am I right? That got published in December?
That got published in January.
Now, you've been writing in that case for a couple of years, and you also do the blogging, etc. Why did you decide to write books in the first place, like The Tales of Twinkling Tweens? How did that come about, and what was the inspiration behind that?
I've always been a reader. So being a reader, I was always fascinated with the world of books and literature. And then one day, I just thought to myself, if these people can write, why can't I? So I just grabbed a pen at school, and then I just started writing like the things that happened. Like if we had a sports game that day, so I used to note it down. If something funny happened in class, I used to note it down. So gradually, all those funny incidences and those got piled up, and then they got published in the form of Tales of Twinkling Tweens. So what Tales of Twinkling Tweens basically is, it's like a compilation of various incidents that happened to me over my own school experience and childhood experience. And I also cover various aspects of a tween's life, like school life, bullying, friends, the changes we go through. So in a way, reading was what inspired me to write.
Okay. Yeah. And you effectively, it sounds like, have turned what is for most people a journal into a book, right? You know, taking account of what's been happening in that day, and whether it be like a friend's joke or something else that happened at school or relationships or whatever. And most people keep that just as a journal. You decided to publish it as a book. What was the thinking behind publishing it as a book and sharing all of those stories with the wider world?
Yeah, no, the thing was, being the reader, I always failed to find books aimed at the life of tweens. I mean, we see books which are for kids and we see books which are for teens. But somehow the age bracket of tweens, which is 9 to 12, somehow that's a bit missed. And also, even when I did found some books, I failed to relate to them. So I thought, I always wanted to write a book. So when I was thinking about what I could write on, I thought about, why don't I write about my own experiences and incidents?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. It's actually a lot easier to understand when you say that there wasn't that kind of many books out there that you could relate to. And I think you're probably right. It often goes from like kid books and like, you know, little story books and that kind of stuff. And then it jumps up to kind of young adult books, but that, which is more kind of like a 13-year-old and up type of book usually, but that 9 to 12 age group does often miss out. How did you go from like journaling and writing all these random stories on paper to then turning it into a book?
It was actually really tough because no one from my family is in that business. So we didn't really know how to go forward with it. I was 11, so I didn't really know the process of writing and getting it published. So I just thought I'll write it and then I'll send it to someone and then they'll publish it. That was all I thought. But then when we really got into it, I realized it was a lot of work. You have to work on the flow of the story, the chapters, the book cover design. So it is a lot of work. And the way it started was, after I started writing down the stories that happened to me, I used to read them out to my mom. So then she started suggesting me topics of this could go here with this topic. And I just thought, as a tween, what are the main aspects of my life? I found out 7 of them. One was friends, one was bullying, one was changes that we go through. Then we have teachers, we have school life, then we have trips and family, of course. So I found out that these 7 aspects are what really a tween's life revolve around. So then I wrote a small essays on it, kind of, and then that's how it got published.
Okay, so you basically had to reformat all your ideas and all the things that you'd written before. So basically you probably had this like long document on your computer with all these ideas of all these different incidents and whatnot. And then you had to shape it all into a book that fit into those seven categories. How long did it take from initially having the idea and sitting down and starting this process of saying, yep, I'm going to write a book, through to publication?
It was a work of 10 to 11 months of writing.
Okay, and who was your publisher?
Notion Press.
Okay, and how did you come across them, and what made you choose them?
My mom came across them on the internet because we actually had to self-publish my first book because many traditional publishers don't really take new authors, especially at authors at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So traditional publishing was a door closed for us. So then we took to self-publishing, and my mom found them on social media. So then she contacted them, and then we went forward with the publishing process.
It's now been out in the world for a little while. Where have you been promoting the book mainly, or where has it been sold through?
It's sold all over the globe. It's listed on Amazon, so you could buy it from pretty much anywhere. And I've basically been promoting it in India only as such.
Okay, so you got your book listed in Amazon. Is that something that you just kind of like make an Amazon account and then submit the book there? Or how is that exactly done? Or did you get advice for that?
The publisher actually has a contract with Amazon. So any new published books automatically that listed on the Amazon account.
Yeah, that's awesome. What was it like when you finally saw the book up on Amazon and in your hand and having that feeling of accomplishment?
I mean, seeing your work published and in your hands it's a feeling I cannot describe. And it's really, really gratifying and humbling to see your work.
Then you have now just published your second book, Truce, which you published in January. As you've grown up, has the topic changed much, or are you still focusing on that tween market?
Tales was actually very, it was just a compilation of incidences that happened. But Truce is like a full-fledged fiction novel with five characters, a storyline, plot twists. It's so much.
Okay, so you really developed your writing into not just, the journalistic style, which was collection of stories into a book and fitting them into different categories, but now you're actually telling like a story with main characters. Is that more the thing here?
Yes.
So who's the hero of Truce?
There's no one hero. There are five heroes, actually. It's Ron, Tyra, Udit, Eddie, and Tia.
Okay, five protagonists. Wow, so that's a bigger undertaking. How long is the book in total?
It's 227 pages.
Wow, so you really went all in on this one. What was the timeline for Truce? Was it a similar kind of length of time writing it and working on it?
I started writing it on 29th December 2019. And got published in January 2021. So it's a process of 1.1 year almost.
Yeah, just over a year. So in terms of the writing of it, what have you learned from this whole experience that you think other students could learn from your experience in terms of starting out writing a book? Like, did you have to storyboard everything first? Did you take down heaps of notes? Like, what's your process for actually starting an idea for a book and then actually thinking that the idea is good enough to sit down and start writing?
The inspiration from Truce came from my own friends. I just realized, why can't I write something on friendship? Then I came home, I discussed it with my mom, and then over 1 week, we panned out a rough plot that there are five people, each with a certain problem in their life. And through friendship, they aim to overcome their problem. So I often go to Pinterest and they have like great dialogue starters. I look them up, and then if there is any dialogue I like, I write it down, and then I try to develop a story around it or a conversation around it. So many of the plot twists that are in the novel, I found a dialogue I really liked. And then I thought more about it, and then a story just came out of it.
So Pinterest...
Pinterest, dialogue starters and writing prompts is really helpful when really starting out.
Wow. Okay. I didn't even think that would be a thing, but there you go. So you've now written a 227 page book, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. 227 page book. What were some of the major challenges that you faced along the way? Was there ever a moment where you were like, oh my gosh, this story, I don't know where it's going, or like, I feel like throwing the whole thing out and starting again? Did you ever have moments like that?
I've had 5 to 10 of such moments, and I can't do this anymore. I just don't want to write it anymore. Because the thing is, fiction is really, really tough to play out. Because you have to worry about how the story is going to flow. Will the reader really understand what's happening? Will the reader be able to relate to the characters and the story? And the obstacles some of them that I faced were not knowing where to write or how to write. You know, where should I place this or that? Then once I got writing and once I got reading some new more books, I understand the structure of what a young adult novel really looks like. And then another obstacle that I faced was how to make the story of five people combine into one and give them each equal importance. So what if the reader feels that the story is broken or is, you know, not connected anymore? So those were some challenges that I faced. And then, of course, something that every writer deals with is writer's block. There were days when I just sit at a blank page and just stare at it because I didn't know what to write.
Yeah, well, that's a very common thing. And I know that a lot of people have different ways to solve writer's block, getting up and going for a walk or, you know, whatever it might be. The worst thing, though, is just to endlessly procrastinate and never actually finish the piece. So I'm really impressed that you've actually sat down and finished the whole thing. And you're only 13 years old, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think it's interesting to kind of think that a lot of young people who are avid readers sometimes will write short stories for school or sometimes might even write like a longer form story for school, but generally won't go ahead and get something published. And you said that one of the reasons why you published Tales of Twinkling Tweens was because you didn't see much out there in that particular market, so you wanted to address that. Is Truce, you know, that similar kind of thing that you wanted to try and address a particular market, or are you doing this more for yourself, for your own growth and development?
For writing Truce, all I wanted was to write a book that gave people hope and help them get through some hard times.
It's one of those things that, you know, for people who are aspiring to be an author, it's no time like the present to start writing stories and to start getting not just your stories to a teacher at school or your mum or dad, but getting them out there into the kind of wider public. Is that a bit of a scary thing to do, though, to kind of like put your book and your work out there for the judgment of other people?
It is really, really scary because at the start, and I actually got hurt by, you know, people who criticized the book and didn't really like it. Over the years, I've realized that not everybody will like your writing. And if there are two people who don't like it, there will be 98 others who really like it.
And it's also that idea that never going to be a huge fan base for the first thing that anyone ever does. Like my first podcast was a bit rough. And everybody always says that the first kind of creative project that you take on, whether that be a drawing or a song or a podcast or a book in your case, is always going to need a little bit of refinement and it's going to be a work in progress. What do you think has been some of the major areas that you've identified that you are getting really good at as a result of writing two books? And some of the areas in writing that you think you still have a long way to go in to get really good at writing books?
I'm going through that phase of my life. So I really know what teenagers feel like. What are the problems we face? So young adult fiction and writing articles is something I'm good at. Because for my blog, I often write articles, op-eds kind of stuff. So I'm good at that.
Yeah. Are you already writing another book?
Yes, I am writing a third novel.
All right. That's awesome. We'll get into that in a sec, but I want to chat about the blog. So in terms of the blog writing and the author writing all up, how are you balancing all of that with school?
I try to find any time that I get in school because my school is actually from 9 to 5. So I spend my entire day in school. But whenever we have a free period or when we have a bit time between, you know, classes and stuff, I try to do most of my writing there.
So when you say that you're working on your writing skills, what typically do you spend more time working on? Do you spend more time working on like the nuts and bolts of grammar and spelling, or do you more think about like how to craft a story, how to get great dialogue between two characters, those kinds of things?
So I try to make my writing flow better. And then there's this concept called show, don't tell. And that's something I've been struggling with for long. So I try to tackle that issue. And I just do a lot of writing sources that are available out there because they really give you an insight on what are the things that you should have in a novel.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, what are some of your favorite resources or people that you aspire to and like your role models in the writing world?
In terms of role model, John Green is my role model because his novels really inspired me a lot while writing prose. And some resources that I use are obviously MOOCs, which are many universities provide courses and apps like Edits, Allison. So I often do these courses. And then on Pinterest, there are many, many articles on character building and story building. So often I look through them to gain ideas or, you know, just gain insight from them. And then I read, of course.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, I'm sure you read a lot as well. Risha, what would be your final advice for aspiring authors or people who just enjoy writing but may not have thought about writing a book just yet? What would be some of your advice for people in that situation?
I have three main pieces of advice. One is read a lot, because I think it is the reading that I did in my childhood years that really helped me a lot to write prose and tailor content queens. So reading is a must if you're a writer, because you can't write if you don't read. Then obviously keep writing, because at least try to write 15 minutes each day or journal, because as you keep writing, you grow as a writer with every piece of writing that you write.
Some of it's not going to be perfect, but yeah. I think it's just understanding that you're absolutely right. Like, you need to be writing a little bit each day just to keep working on the skill. It's like a muscle.
And there's also one thing, that don't try to find perfection in your writing. Because I personally tried to make my writing, you know, perfect. Then I realized that no writing is, and you can't make it perfect.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And last piece of advice?
Yeah. And then the last piece of advice is don't give up.
Yeah, you got to keep at it, right? Like, there's going to be moments where you want to give up, but kind of allow yourself to have a bit of a break and then come back to it and keep on writing. Risha, it's been awesome to chat. If students wanted to get in touch with you or to kind of see some of your books online, I mean, I can definitely link in the show notes the Tales of Twinkling Tweens and Truce. So that'll be in the show notes. But would it be best to connect with you on LinkedIn potentially?
Yeah, LinkedIn and Instagram are two apps I use the most for social media networking.
All right, no worries. I'll put those in the show notes as well if you're happy to send me your Instagram too, because of course we did connect through LinkedIn. But otherwise, Risha, it's been awesome to chat. It's been awesome to get your advice and your experiences of writing not one but two books just by the time you're 13 years old, which is fantastic. And I'm sure our listeners will appreciate your insights. So thank you so much for joining us on the Top of the Class.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Top of the Class. Subscribe for future episodes. For show notes and to plan your best future, head to crimsoneducation.org.